Welcome to another episode of the Cloak and Swagger podcast. Abba joined in at the end there. It's good to have her along for the ride.
Yeah.
It's Karel and Abba.
And Abba.
Yes, you are here. She's part of the team. Everyone's a winner.
I was trying to be like, you know, your chorus, but it wasn't really working.
I think you're more backing vocals. Okay. What I'm saying, yeah.
I'll take that.
She'll take that. So today we are going to be talking about dogs.
Yes, food.
Food was about food. Trump. On politics.
Which Trump?
What? There's other types.
Yeah.
What types of Trump are there?
There's a Trump card.
They're Trumps. Top Trumps.
Exactly.
We're going to be talking about the Trump with the cool haircut.
Not the trumpet with the cool haircut.
No, those, because those are different words, aren't they? Trump and trumpet.
Trumpet rhymes with crumpet.
Yes, it does, Abba. So while I go get Abba some crumpets.
Yeah.
Here's a song.
Trump.
Uh-huh.
And how he's getting ahead in the races. And I've been looking into it, and I think the most compelling argument is the one that says people want a strong leader.
Mm-hmm.
They want someone who's like domineering, who knows what he wants and is going to get what he wants, and that's who they're going to stand behind. And it got me thinking.
Wait, hold on a minute there. When you say domineering, he's going to get what he wants. Are you talking about 50 Shades of Grey gets what he wants? Or a decisive political strategist?
I think it could work both ways.
Okay.
But in this specific example, I think that they're voting for him because, you know, he knows what he wants in terms of saying stuff that's not even necessarily politically correct, that people aren't going to like, but he's saying it anyway because he believes in it. And I think, you know, why not?
Hmm.
If that's what people want, you know, it's not the first time humanity's given in to a strong persona, a strong personality.
He reminds me of like your weird uncle or your older grandma.
My uncle?
No, I'm just talking. As not everything's about you. He reminds me of our collective uncles and grandparents at Christmas dinner. Who just would just say shit and they don't care.
Yeah.
And you just kind of let them get away with it because you're like, they're from a different generation. Mm. Like, literally, it'd be impossible to change their viewpoint. You know what? I'll just pretend I didn't hear that one. You know? They're cute. They're cute and harmless. But actually, they're running for president.
What other strong American leaders, from fact and fiction, would be suitable presidents.
Actually, you know what? I would love Tony Stark, Iron Man.
Nice.
Imagine Iron Man was running America.
That would be sick.
That would be so good.
That would be like Elon Musk, who's unfortunately South African.
Yeah, because he has cool machines and he flies and he's awesome.
He is awesome. I'm going to throw my hat in for Morgan Freeman.
What kind of Morgan Freeman?
I just think Morgan Freeman, State of the Union address.
Which Morgan Freeman? Shawshank Morgan Freeman?
Yeah.
So criminal.
Well, he's a criminal. The wise man, the older wise man.
He is a criminal.
What about London Has Fallen?
Yeah.
Saw him in the trailer for that. He's playing a presidential-ish role.
It's funny how, like, when he's not being the president, we'll put him as, like, the guy who's unwittingly being thrown into the presidency when they've, like, we can't get hold of the president. Okay, Morgan Freeman, you have to step up, dude.
It's above
your pay grade. We'll do overtime on this one, mate. You're going to be stepping up to be president for the next couple of hours. So, you want Morgan Freeman to be president?
I'm just saying, like...
Or God, because he's God in Bruce Almighty, right?
He is God. He's also God. He's God in other things.
Morgan Freeman, what do we want him to be? Is he Shawshank Morgan Freeman? Bruce Almighty Morgan Freeman? London Has Fallen Morgan Freeman?
I want to see, like, a melange of all of this... best characters.
Okay.
I think to do the role of president, he's gonna have to dip into all his past roles. There's a time where he's gonna have to be, you know, the wise man. There's a time where he's gonna need to, like, pound some fists to the hand and show people who's boss.
Shawshank.
Do you know what I mean?
Shawshank shit right
there. Well, there we go.
That's prison life.
I also think Oprah could do the job.
Oprah. What is she going to bring?
Millions of Americans already do everything she tells them to.
Yes.
On her show. She's got loads of connects. Like, she's a social butterfly. So I think put her in the UN. She'll, you know, be friends with everyone in no time. Like, Russia, not a big deal. She's in there. You know, China, whatever, she's in there. Like, any potentially hostile relationship, I think she'd just be like, honey, don't even worry about it. I'll get Beyonce to come perform for you. And then boom, Beyonce's there. She's gonna be doing some UN peacekeeping. She's just gonna win the world over with her social network.
Okay, I love how problems can be solved with a Beyonce performance.
Sometimes you just need to find common ground.
World hunger? Let's get Beyonce in here. I don't think she's got the political ability to be doing this.
Okay, you know,
she's a TV show host.
Don't knock down my choices. Yeah, you just bring your own into the floor.
You know what would be cool? Homer Simpson.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because he's not a TV show.
He's cool, man. If you're going to go with Oprah, I want to put Homer Simpson in for my presidential
campaign. What things would Homer do as president?
Donuts free. Like donuts are free. Just full stop.
Okay.
Like, you get them with your post. They just come donut. Mm. You get like a donut every day.
So, like, Homer's president would mean Marge would be the first lady. Which is pretty sick.
That'd be cool.
Then you have Lisa and Bart in the White House.
Yeah.
Just running around, being kids. Then in terms of his actual cabinet, like who he would appoint, I think that could look quite interesting. Because you might have, like, you know, Police Chief Wiggum doing the job that Donald Rumsfeld once famously held. And then you might have Lenny and Carl, the first co-Secretary of State.
Yeah.
Two people occupying the role at the same time.
You know what? They can do it. They could actually make it happen. Lenny and Carl could do that job together.
And Mo could be the chief of staff.
Yes. You know what? They should do a Simpsons, House of Cards, Donald Trump presidential episode.
For sure.
Why have we never seen that?
Why?
That is a really good idea.
Maybe take Donald Trump out of it. Oh, they're like, they're, no, they
would. That could be one of the underlying jokes about it.
I like it. What if it wasn't a race, but something like Gladiators?
Yeah.
And then all of the candidates had to go head to head in a test of physical endurance and strength.
I like that. And maybe they're doing that while they're having to debate as well. So, like, what do you think about equal rights in the workplace? And they're like having to fight.
Yes.
Kind of seems like one of our problems with this is all the people that we want would be hilarious, but maybe they wouldn't have the political acumen to get the job done.
I mean, I guess you're right. You kind of need to know how to play the game to win the game, right?
And there's only one real game player out there, Frank Underwood from House of Cards.
Nice.
Cold-blooded killer, but one hell of a politician.
That is true.
Like, he's really, when he's on the back foot fighting, he just does not give up. He's such an animal.
Maybe he's even like too ruthless, too scary. I'm not sure.
Would it bug you voting for someone that you knew had killed someone? With the head actually, like, not in a war.
Oh.
Cold-blooded, had killed someone.
Wow. Frank Underwood style?
Yeah.
You know, it's tough because it's like a lot of stuff probably goes on behind the scenes that, you know, we don't even know about. And with Frank Underwood, House of Cards, season one, finale, you're kind of like, boom, wow. Mm. Does that happen? Is that real? Respect, in a way, that he's willing to do whatever it takes to meet his agenda. But, kind of scary, kind of creepy. Also, that thirst for violence.
Yeah.
I don't know if that sits well with me.
The bloodlust.
Yeah.
I think in a weird way, I actually respect it more. Because if you've got, as a president, you've got to make a lot of hard decisions, right? Like, you have to almost sacrifice some group of people. You're going to have to go, right, I'm going to have to send these guys to pretty much not come back.
Yeah.
Just so I can get this other thing sorted out over here.
Exactly.
And if you're willing to have taken a life, then, you know what, actually, it's more the motive. Because Frank does it for selfish, greedy reasons. He doesn't do it for the better good, for the, you know, for betterment of society. He does it because he just wants to, he's just pissed off with a guy and he's just trying to kill him, right? So I think actually motives play a part, but I would respect them if they did it for the right reasons. Here we go, we'll team them up. Maybe we get Morgan Freeman to be the vice and Frank Underwood to be president. Relishing, enjoying, scared out of my wits about internet dating. A confusing place out there on the internet.
Confusing.
So many options and people and questions and things and likes and swipes and all of those
likes
bits.
Likes and swipes.
And yeah, internet dating is kind of a little bit of a mindfuck, really.
Pouring your heart out and soul onto like a message exchange, and then you meet up and then you're like, am I gonna like you as much as I did in the messages? Are you gonna look like you did in your pictures?
It's so hard. When have you ever looked the same in any photos, right? You look different the whole time.
I've looked the same in photos since the early 2000s.
Really?
Yeah, I'm ageless.
Okay, so it's 2016. What is a fair amount of time for for me to be able to get photos from. So could I get photos from 2007?
Oh,
too far.
No, I think so.
Okay,
that's 9 years ago.
What, 2012? 4 years?
I think it depends when you first adapted your current look. So I would describe your current look as facial hair.
Yes.
Afro.
Yeah.
Bright colors.
Okay.
So if that's been going since 2012, throw in a pic from 2012.
Okay, cool.
It's not like in 2012 you were blonde, had dreads, and had no facial hair.
Okay.
So I think you can go back, but do I want to see Carell as a baby, Carell as a child?
Too far. Although, potential swipers might say, oh, cool, I can see what maybe a child's going to look like with this guy.
Well, hello.
Hey.
I mean, if that's what you're looking for.
I'm a hell of a catch.
Now and in the past.
Yeah. Great genes. But yeah, back to online dating. It's just a bit of a scary one, really, isn't it? Because, like, you speak to someone on the internet, and it, I mean, when you email a client, right? You email a client and they seem upset, you call them and they weren't upset. You lose any sense of, like, sarcasm. Humour sometimes is really different on the internet when you're messaging people, right?
Yeah.
So hard to have any conversation that is going to be tangible. You'll have topics that you've shared.
For sure.
And you get a general gist of someone's vibe, but that no way translates in any shape or form to real life.
I think that's why you should just go as quickly as possible to that first face-to-face meeting.
You know what, hit me up for some advice.
I would just be like, right, okay, cool, you like my pics, I like your pics, hello, you haven't said anything to scare me off so far, let's meet now.
Now?
Cut through the BS, yeah, because the thing is, I think you can be anyone who you want to be on the internet.
It's true.
I could be ABBA, aged 15, in Kansas, with green eyes, blue hair, and a Pokemon collection.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I want to see that.
Surely you've come to a point where, like, someone's been amazing, and then you meet, and you're like, what?
Who are you? It's so true. You know, it's true with everything, though, isn't it? Interviews, when you see, like, get that apartment, and you're like, cool, we found this really great apartment, we're going to go check it out. And you see the pictures on the internet, you're like, it's great. You get there, and you're like, yeah, this is the different flat, basically.
Yeah.
This is the job that I applied for. This is a different job.
Mm-hmm.
Same with people. This is a different person I'm speaking to.
It's the gap between the best version of the thing, the person, and the reality. And I think what's creepy and disturbing / scary about internet dating is that lots of people probably already know what aspects of themselves others dislike. And so they'll just do their very best to hide them.
That's a very good point, actually. Because you kind of, like an interview, you want to show off your best bits without...
Yeah. Like, if I'm narcissistic and someone's, you know, mentioned it to me before, I'm going to make a point to not talk about myself when we're messaging.
Mm-hmm.
But then maybe as soon as we meet up, I never stop talking about myself because I'm amazing. And I'm awesome.
Me.
And you're like, whoa, not down for this.
Yeah, that's true. It's even, talking about online dating, one of the most interesting things is just about the way that people perceive, show themselves. Photos, right? You get 6 windows in which to show a bit of your personality, a bit of your sense of style, the way you carry yourself in this life, and who you are. Then it's just really interesting, the photos people put up.
I have just had a brainwave.
Hit me.
On Snapchat, you have conversations with your friends using video messages.
Yes.
Someone make a dating app where you don't exchange written messages, you exchange video messages. Boom.
Ooh. Okay.
Game changer.
That does sound like there's an opportunity for a lot of, should we say, after hours fun?
Oh, I didn't think about
that. I think
that
it's got that kind of application.
Yeah. Well, keep it strictly, you know, above the waist and for girls.
Above the waist, that's the best bit.
Above the shoulders.
Ooh.
Above the shoulders. Only.
All neck,
everything. But yeah, like, just from the outgo, like, I like your picture, so I send you a little video message. Hey, my name's ABBA. What's
nice
up?
Neck.
Yeah, these are all my real teeth. Are you free next week?
I've actually seen that, has that whole, I have my own teeth, all my own teeth, on at least 2 girls' profiles.
Wow.
On Tinder. Go with me on this one. So it's 2016.
Mm.
I'm a young squire with this kind of navigating the world of online dating. imagine what online dating or dating in general is going to be like for my kids or maybe even my grandkids. I think, it's my prediction, that we'll go from online dating. See, now we message online and we meet up in face-to-face. Maybe we'll go from a place where we'll just message online and then either meet up online or we meet up in real life, but we're still like doing messaging. So we're like sitting across from the dinner table, maybe having a meal, but we're like messaging each other as opposed to talking.
Why would you stop talking? Because, even when you're in person?
Because it's such a step to go from the online experience to real life that we will lose some of those kind of basic skills on how to like talk to each other. And dating's really fucking tough, man.
What's the point of meeting in real life if you're going to keep messaging?
Because people find it easier to be themselves when they message.
But then they would just never meet in real life.
Yeah, but you need to meet in real life to be able to like hold hands.
So if you're holding hands, how are you going to message?
With your brain.
I think that people turn to online dating because they're lonely.
Yeah.
And in time, there will be fewer lonely people because there'll be computers that you can be friends with. I think it's going to be more like that movie, Her.
I like that movie.
Yeah.
The movie made me sad and happy.
I think, like, you know, you go on 5 failed Tinder dates and decide that, you know, everyone out there who's left is shit. And so instead of scraping the dregs as you see them, you just create your perfect person in computer form and love them.
You know what? We are going to be proud supporters of robot human love on this show. Hey, yeah.
Smooth in a motherfucker, suede on the inside, candy paint, I ain't gotta tell you what the rims look like, look, I'm gripping wood like a motherfucker. She asked me can a friend ride, Kelly wanna have a drink, and Shawnee wanna pop pills all night, look, don't be fucking with my tape dad. You gon' listen to this Marvin, you gon' listen to this Bloodstone. All y'all niggas want that bare white. Well, I don't really fuck with that right there. That can make a nigga act up right there. Well, go and get your rocks off, boo. No, I don't really do all that, but it's more for you.
Come on!
I'm far from a pimp, but I'm close to you. You fucking with an old soul twice removed. My pops used to work up on them fighter jets. Maybe that's the reason I be through. Now who the fuck called me a player? I ain't one of these young niggas out here sweating for a pay stub. I'm a coach. I'ma teach these bitches how to lay up. Now most of y'all can't do shit, but all my chicks cook grits, and roll a spliff at the same damn time. You ain't lived long enough to have a bitch this fine. Now if you don't mind, if I call you a bitch, it's cause you're my bitch. And as long as no one else call you a bitch, then there won't be no problems. Now if I call you a trick, it's cause you paid rent. And as long as you don't call at the 6, then there won't be no problems. Walk with me now. She with it, she with it. Shit, keep it 300, I ain't even gotta hit it. She with it, she with it. All she wanna do is watch a real nigga winning, nigga. She with it, she with it. Look me in my eye, there'll be no simping. She with it, she with it. Got a whole lot of women, all of them with it. Yes, Lord.
Are you hungry?
Always.
Let's eat. Should we order something?
Yes, please.
Okay, what do you feel like eating?
French fries.
Oh, I love French fries.
Me too. They don't transport well.
They don't. You know why? Because they get soggy in the bag.
Yeah, that sucks.
That does suck, actually.
Someone needs to invent a mobile French fryer.
Oh, sick. So when the guy's bringing the delivery guy's bringing the food over, in the little back thing, he's actually got it cooking on the way.
I mean, I wouldn't recommend it on a bicycle. Because I think that could potentially, but yes, in essence, yes.
You know, I think you just had a genius, I'm going to say again, a genius idea.
Thank you.
Because you know, when you go to food trucks, right? Mm-hmm. You go to these like, South Bank have a food thing on Sunday, they have all these food trucks, they're really great. What would you do if you could put in the delivery places, or the places you wanted to go to, let's say people's houses, at the time that they wanted delivery for, you know, like a burger in 40 minutes? But the van drives to the place for the delivery while they're cooking the product.
Wow.
So they deliver it outside your house
when it's literally just cooked,
or maybe just a couple of minutes before, so you come out and you're like, cool mate, give me any change. Do you want to catch up with that? So you can even do the customization
that's
stuff.
That's amazing.
That's a really, really, really good idea, right? Can you cook stuff while it's moving?
Food truck on the go.
Because we have food trucks, but they're stationary. People want delivery, but they want it now at the right time. And the food
we
wants to be fresh.
To smash the two together.
Dragon's Den. Theo.
Hello.
I know you like your burgers. Let's talk.
What would you get right now?
I would actually, we're not close to one, but I would love to have
McDonald's.
They don't, French fries don't transport well, but I would love
I could go for some Big Mac sauce.
Just on its own?
I love that stuff.
Ooh, it's too tart for me on its own. I like it in the context of a burger bun, but not just by itself.
You see, because I've recently been thinking, why can I only get Big Mac sauce on a Big Mac? I want to see that sauce on other things. I want to have it in a little pot, and then I get my nuggets, and I have a little dip in there. Or, you know, any other kind of burger. Will they put chicken nuggets in a Big Mac for me?
You could do that yourself.
I know, but I want them to.
Okay. We could do that, though.
I just wonder if what would happen if I asked them.
We could replace the bread with chicken fillets.
Oh, my... With the yes, so just go chicken, patty, veg, sauce, and then chicken again.
Sick. Delivery. Can we get McDonald's deliveries, please? Why are we not on Deliveroo?
I've been to countries where this is a thing.
They have it in New York.
They've got it in the Philippines.
The Philippines have delivery for McDonald's, and we don't have that. I was on the tube a couple of days ago, and I saw a guide dog. And I was looking at guide dog, and I think guide dogs are awesome. I think they're an awesome thing that exist. I think they're cool. I think it's awesome that the dogs have jobs in some respect, that I think about that. And I think it's cool that they help humans, and I think it's really awesome that they're like good and smart. They're like, they look at other dogs, look at them and go, yeah, you've got it.
Yeah.
You're like the career dog. But then it kind of got me thinking, actually, that there are guide dogs that don't make it. Just like an interview, right? They get interviewed for this same job.
What?
Not all guide dogs make the cut.
No.
Yeah, like they train them up when they're pups and stuff, but sometimes they just haven't got it in them. Maybe they don't, they're a bit slack jawed. Maybe they're like, nah, human, you can do, yeah, it's fine. You can walk across the street, whatever. Or maybe they poop sometimes.
Well, I'm pretty sure they all poop, but I mean, do they have to like do tests?
Yeah, they like do tests and stuff.
And so if you fail the test, you don't make it.
I know, how sad is that?
But then where do they go?
Yeah, these like kind of like out of work, but educated above your normal breed of dog, so it can't really just hang out with other dogs. It'd be like, guys, read a book, but it hasn't got the job. You know what I mean? It's like in the purgatory of dogs.
What do they do with them? Are the standards in England so high that they could be guide dogs in other countries, where the standards are somewhat lower?
Yeah, I never thought about that actually.
Well, you just told me the news. Did you not dig any deeper?
Oh, no, of course not. I didn't do any research. I just had a thought about the fact that guide dogs don't all become, make the cut, don't become guide dogs. That was it. I don't have any backup research funding information.
Classic Corella. Corellonomics.
It's vague. listening. That has been another episode of our Cloak and Swagger podcast. I've been Corral.
I've been Abba.
Thanks for listening. We talked about politics. We talked about changing the fabric of society. We've come up with some great ideas. I mean, I really hope people go with these ideas.
I mean, we've pretty much just pushed our own desires and preferences and tried to make them seem slightly more intelligent than they are.
We've remixed the world, is what I'm saying. So until next time, we'll speak to you soon.
See you later.